One of my favorite lines from the Old Testament can be found in today's reading from Ezekiel. When the prophet finds himself in the middle of a valley full of some very dry bones, and the Lord says to him, "Mortal, can these bones live?" And we can only imagine poor Ezekiel being horrified at the very thought of a bunch of old dry bones coming to life. But the prophet, being wise, replied, "O Lord God, you know." And then, following God's directions, he went on to prophesy to the bones. And with a great shaking and rattling, the bones came together and they lived. And God brought a vision of hope and life to what appeared to be a scene of hopelessness and death. So this particular passage was a great source of comfort to the Jewish people. For at the time of Ezekiel, Jerusalem had been destroyed, and they were living as exiles in Babylon. As exiles, they had little hope for any meaningful life or future. So they felt as dried up and as useless as piles of old, dry bones. But God was determined to bring comfort to the people. And Ezekiel, the prophet to the exiles, continually assured them of God's abiding presence among them. "Can these bones live?" God asked. What a challenge. And with breath and spirit and God's almighty power, the impossible occurred. And that old pile of dry bones did indeed come to life. And God told the people, "I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act." And so the Israelites learned that new life would come out of their time of exile and despair. For they would be blessed with the Spirit of God and be able to someday return to their homeland, which gave them a reason for new hope and new trust in God. Then, fast forward about 600 years to the time of today's gospel. At this point, the Jewish people were no longer living in exile, but they were living under a much despised Roman rule. So they yearned for the promised Messiah, who in their minds would conquer the Romans and free them from their oppression. Oh, can these bones live? And in answer, Jesus came, teaching and preaching and performing signs that pointed toward him as being the one sent from God. And some people understood this and they believed. Ah, but many more did not. And so today, in yet another really long story from John's gospel, we read of the ultimate sign of God's power as lived out in the person of Jesus Christ. His friend Lazarus had died, and in an exchange with Martha, Jesus made a startling claim. "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" And Martha replied, "Yes, Lord, I believe." And soon after, her brother Lazarus, dead for 4 days, got up and walked out of the tomb. So, in each of these amazing stories, the point that is most clearly made is that God brings life out of hopelessness and death. "Can these bones live?" God asks. And the answer, given through the power, the compassion, and the love of God, is a resounding yes. Bones can live. People can rise. Hope can be restored. Because with God, life always conquers death. So even as God asks, "Can these bones live?" Jesus asks, "Do you believe?" And our answers to those two questions form the foundation of our Christian faith and hope. Because as followers of Jesus, we profess belief in him, and this faith is to be central to how we live our lives. It is to inform our life's purpose and underlie our sense of trust in God. So as we believe in God's power, trust in God's mercy, and have hope in God's promises, we have to look around and ask ourselves that same question. Can these bones live? Because we are surrounded by piles of dry bones in our lives, in our society, and in the world. Hopelessness, war, disaster, poverty, genocide, hunger, injustice, and oppression. There are so very many bones. So where is it that God might bring life? Where is it that we might be a means of God's life and hope? What might we specifically pray for? What might we actually do? Where do we need to be prophetic? These are legitimate questions because in each of those stories that we heard, life overcame death because someone responded to God. Ezekiel prophesied. Mary and Martha believed. And Lazarus got up and walked. So it's clear that God does not work in a vacuum all by God's self. Instead, God works with us. God works through us. And God sometimes works in spite of us. God brings life out of all kinds of death. And quite often, really all the time, God calls on us to help. So let's look around at some old dry bones. They may be our own prejudices, our own anxieties or fears. They may be the culture's ingrained injustice, its lack of compassion, its indifference to poverty and the hunger of God's children. Or these old dry bones might be war and chaos in the world. But in all those situations, there is potential for new life, for God's life, for hope to be reborn. But we cannot be passive bystanders just hoping for the best. We must pray, and then we must actually act in whatever way we can, in ways both big and small. From bringing a box of snacks for the beach bag program to combating the old dry bones of apathy, prejudice, and selfishness, we must act. Because dry bones live only if we are brave enough to name them and confront them and move to whatever God is calling us to do, faithfully believing that, yes, we can make a difference. So, in these final days of Lent, these readings call us to reflect on God's life-giving power. And we might wonder, well, can these bones live? Do we have hope? Are we brave? Will we act? And when we hear Jesus ask, do you believe? If we answer yes, we have to know that that yes comes with some very serious consequences. Because Jesus calls us to life, to his life, to be life, and to bring life to all of God's people, to help those dry bones live. So may we never presume to take our life in Christ for granted. And may we be a source of God's love, God's goodness, God's grace, and certainly God's most abundant life. Amen.